Hello, and welcome to the Weird Around Illinois podcast. Now that we are into winter, it's a little bit more difficult for us to get out and investigate sightings the way we do in the spring and summer. We've been able to go on a few trips, but it's not quite as frequent as we'd like, so we're introducing a new feature called Winter Stories, where basically we are going to tell you some of the things that we've encountered in the past, and we're going to invite some guests in to tell us about some of the things that they've encountered in the past. And to start things off today, we thought we'd start with some personal stories. Now, I know we've told you that we have never seen a Bigfoot or a Dogman or a Mothman, and we've never actually seen a ghost. But we have had some questionable sightings in the past of particularly ghosts, but also some other weird things, and enough to make us curious. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Yeah, you know, we all have those moments where we see things, either like when we were younger or just like at some random time in our life, that we really do question. And I'd like to start off with saying that I've had one encounter when I was somewhere around 7 or 8, maybe way younger, I'm not too sure, but I know this for sure. Every night that I came out of my room, like when I was sleeping, like every time I'd use the bathroom, I'd walk down the hallway and I'd seen this humanoid that was, now that I think about it, it's like 5'7", 5'9", somewhere between that. I never understood it, but nobody else saw it.
Did it have any noticeable features, or was it just a big dark shape?
It was a big dark shape, but it had a humanoid head. I could see the head very clearly. I couldn't see eyes or anything, but it was clear as day, the shape of the body.
And was it always in the same spot?
Yep. It was right behind this big... You know those things that hold a bunch of movies and video games?
Kind of like the bookshelf?
Yeah, bookshelf, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Okay. And how did you feel when you saw it? Did you feel threatened, or did you feel afraid, or did you just... Was it just like, oh, that's there, and you went on with what you were doing?
I always stayed silent about it, but I was scared to death every time I saw it, which is why every night that I'd come out to use the bathroom, I'd be really worried to come out.
Yeah, I remember when you were that age, you would every now and then, like, mention it. And mm-hmm. In my mind, I'd be like, huh, that's interesting. I've never seen that.
About how long ago did you stop seeing it?
You know, I think I stopped once I was about, like, 10.
Mm. Okay, so quite a while ago.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't think anyone else in the household ever really saw it, but at the same time, we all believed you. You know, there was never a time we were like, ah, you're just imagining things.
Yeah, I was just real silent about it. I thought I kind of normalized it. I think that's the problem. Nobody really talked about it ever. I never mentioned it that much. Never became a big problem. So over time, I just kind of forgot.
It's amazing the adaptability of the human mind. I think as a child, you tend to normalize things. And then as an adult, you tend to explain things away.
Yeah.
And there's one time where I had an encounter with some weird thing. I think it may have been a ghost. I can't really remember this, but I've been reminded a few times that apparently there was a mirror and I could see like a face, probably. Yeah, I think it was a face. It was kind of like a ghost. I can't remember, so it's really hard to describe.
Yeah, I've heard the story many times, and I actually saw the picture of the mirror once. Unfortunately, we're having trouble locating it now, but you were kind of playing on the floor, and there was a picture of this mirror, and there was this really evil-looking thing in the lower corner of the mirror. And, you know, clearly it wasn't in the room, it wasn't a reflection of anything, it seemed to be coming from the mirror. And it looked like a face, sort of. You could make out facial features on it. And again, it was just this most evil-looking face. But one of the things that struck me Well, you were always kind of apprehensive when you were playing around that mirror. You always seemed a little nervous in that room. And we had a dog at the time who was very protective of you. And he stayed very close to you, especially when you were in that room, as if he was afraid something could bother you there.
Yeah, because I was very little.
Yeah. Yeah. And that dog, he was tuned in. I don't know what his deal was, but, you know, there were some nights he would just wake up at like 1 or 2 in the morning. And he would start wandering around the house, going from room to room with this, like, mission. He wouldn't answer if we called him. We couldn't break him out of this trance he was in. He would just go to every room in the house, one after another, as if he was looking for something. And it used to scare the heck out of us, just because he was clearly agitated and clearly sensing something that we couldn't see.
Yeah, you know, dogs are really known for spotting those things.
Yeah, they could kind of sense it sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's common for it to be to that degree, though. What's been really special about that dog?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you another story about that dog. And I guess since it's winter stories, I guess this is appropriate. There was one morning I was getting ready to go to work. And he comes and puts his head on my knee. Now, this was kind of like my stepdog. You know, Mom had this dog before we got married. So I kind of inherited this dog. And we had like a distant relationship. You know, I took care of him. I liked him. He liked me. But we weren't close and affectionate like family. This time, though, he came to me very affectionately. And he put his head on my knee. And he looked into my eyes and gave me this look like, please don't go out there today. Please just don't go out there. And I could sense it when I looked at him. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. I went to work. As I was driving to work, I was listening to the radio, and I heard on the news the planes hitting the towers in New York on September 11th. That was the morning of September 11th.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. It was very creepy.
Wow. Just wow.
So that actually wasn't my story of weirdness. That just kind of related to your story of weirdness and creepiness, because the dog is so centrally involved in yours.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, even when that picture was taken, the dog was right beside you.
I can imagine. I do remember him being very close.
So my story of weirdness requires a little bit of explanation, because it takes place at about 3 in the morning on a road outside a cemetery. I was taking a friend home from Denny's at 3 in the morning, which is, you know, what you do when you're 19, 20 years old and you're out drinking coffee till 3 in the morning. But I had dropped them off. Or actually, no, I take that back. They were actually with me when this happened. I hadn't dropped them off yet, but we were driving past this cemetery in Libertyville. And, you know, normal night. I think there was a little drizzle out, but, you know, nothing, not like a dark and stormy night or anything. As we're driving past this cemetery, we see this figure crossing the street. And, you know, it was a human figure, clearly. It was, you know, he was dressed in black. He was carrying what looked like a black doctor's bag, like one of the old leather bags, you know, that zips closed. Wearing a hat. Just odd to see him at 3 in the morning walking across the street, clearly from the cemetery, which was obviously closed at that time of night. As we got closer, I see two things about the guy that struck me as odd. The first is he was wearing a huge wooden cross around his neck. Second is that there was something sticking out of his doctor's bag. It was a piece of wood and the handle of a hammer. So, my first thought, having watched a lot of horror movies, is this guy was killing vampires. So, you know, we both me and my passenger both kind of stare at him as we're driving by, and he looks at us blankly as we go past. And, you know, I'm not going to stop on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning to ask a guy with, you know, clearly some issues what the heck he's doing there. But I have always wondered to this day, you know, what was he doing there? And was he like doing late night carpentry or something? Or was he actually in that cemetery staking vampires?
I really don't know what to say about that.
I guess, you know, I've never heard of a vampire problem in Libertyville, so
no.
Maybe this guy did a really good job. I don't know quite what to make of it, but it's an image I've never been able to get out of my head. So I guess that sums up our winter stories for now. I have a feeling there's more to be said on this topic. And by all means, if any of you have any stories that you'd like to share with us, or if you can shed more light on the idea of the odd figure in the mirror, or, you know, the sensitivity of your dogs, or if you could tell me why the heck there was a vampire killer in Libertyville at 3 o'clock in the morning some 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, actually, I would love to hear it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and we look forward to your comments.